Bible reading number 41, Genesis 41, verses 38 through 49. Joseph was promoted to prime minister of all of Egypt. Then Pharaoh asked his important officers, "Could we find another one like this man who has the Spirit of God?" "No." Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown all of this to you, no one is as intelligent or as wise as you are. You will be in charge of my palace. All of my people must put themselves under your command. In matters of the throne, I will be the only one who is higher than you are." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Now I am putting you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took off the special ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. Pharaoh had his servants dress Joseph with linen robes, and he put a golden chain around Joseph's neck. And Pharaoh had Joseph ride along with him in his own chariot as the number two man. Men called out ahead of him, "Make way." So Pharaoh did indeed put Joseph in charge of the entire land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Even though I am Pharaoh, no one in all of Egypt will lift a hand or foot unless you say so." Then Pharaoh renamed Joseph as Zaphnath-Paneah. And Pharaoh gave him Asenath to marry. She was the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On. Joseph traveled widely in Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he began to serve Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Joseph left the presence of Pharaoh and passed throughout the land of Egypt. During the next 7 years, the land did produce great amounts of abundance, and Joseph collected 20% of all the food which was produced in Egypt during those 7 years. He stored it in the cities. He put the food from the fields which surrounded them inside each city. Joseph stored so much grain that it was like the sands of the sea. He had to stop recording it because he could not count it all.